Dear brothers and sisters, imagine you are carrying a heavy load and climbing up a steep rocky mountain on a cold winter's day. There is a fierce snowstorm and the freezing cold sips in. Your whole body becomes numb and the heavy load feels even heavier as time goes by. No matter where you look, there is no place to rest and it keeps getting darker. Say someone appears in front of you, takes the heavy burden, and leads you to a safe haven where there is a cozy campfire and some delicious food. How would you feel in this moment? Through today's word, the Lord wishes to give you this true rest, a peace never experienced before in the world. If you look at the world, many people work hard and suffer under heavy burdens of the world without knowing the true rest of the Lord. Our Lord wishes for everyone, weary and heavy laden, to gain true rest in the Lord. May you all come under the umbrella of God's love who can free up heavy burdens. As a child of God, you should live within true peace that cannot be attained from the world. May you all listen to today's words, find out how to attain true rest in the Lord, and lay down the heavy burdens, and run rigorously towards heaven with lighter steps. I told you about the snowstorm in a heavy cold winter's day. I talked about that. Let's say someone provides you with a safe haven, and then you would be joyful and happy. Some of you may have fleshly thoughts. You may think, because this word is harsh, nobody would do that. Even if someone offers to do that, I will not accept it because the world is evil. But I'm not talking about it that way. Actually, the world is so evil. That's why even if we deliver the truth, people have doubts. There are many swindlers and con artists, and there are many deceitfulness. That's why, even though the God's works are true, even if we testify to them, they just keep the door to their heart closed. Don't accept that. But as I told you, that's why I told you about the snowstorm in the beginning. Some of you may have thought, if somebody comes to me and promises me peace, I cannot accept it. I cannot believe him. That person would have some kind of evil plot. If we have goodness and love, if we have, even if we try to share the truth, people don't look at us with good eyes. But we have to know that the world is so evil. You have to keep that in mind. But because our love works with the works of the Holy Spirit, even though somebody may not accept it right away, but at some point they will change and at some point they will come to us. It's not about the physical calculation, but we have to do things in the love of the Lord and do things unchangingly, and we can share the Lord's peace and love, and they will ultimately come to us. The same goes for you. I hope that all of you can also find peace and love, feel the love and peace of the Lord. In today's passage, verse 28 says, all who are weary and heavy laden. But why are we called the weary? Let's think about our worldly lives. How much effort is needed to put food on the table, to save money, to get fame and power, and to gain knowledge. Despite working hard, it's not easy to have joy, peace, and achieve all that you desire. Though some accumulate a lot of wealth, they are not satisfied. Acquiring knowledge is also a never-ending cycle. The weary are struggling amidst greed and selfishness without tasting true satisfaction in their lives. Ultimately, they face death. No matter the effort a person puts into their life, it's not worth anything if the effort hasn't been accumulated before God. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 write, "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher, "vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?" And Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 14 says, "I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind." Just as we can feel the breeze but are unable to grasp it, people toiling under the sun are likened to those trying to grasp the breeze. It's all futile. Hard work in the Lord is never a loss. Rather, it means reaping much sow in heaven and on earth, living a truly valuable life. But it's unfortunate to see many people unaware of this fact and working hard for perishable things of the earth. We would have lived the same way before meeting the Lord as well. How thankful we are to not live a life of vanity. Next, the verse spoke about the heavy laden. What would these burdens be? Most people living in the world bear many burdens. This can mean the minimum duties necessary in life. For example, people carry the burden of needing to work to put food on the table. Students carry the burden of needing to do well in school to get good jobs in the future. Employees carry the burden of raising their work performance and winning recognition along with a need for promotions. Sports people carry the desire to set better records. Celebrities carry the burden of keeping and increasing fame and popularity. No matter the position or career, everyone is bound to carry some type of burden in life. If we were to ask even young children, they're also the same. What might seem trivial to us adults can be burdens for children. The burdens people carry are not always for themselves, but also for others. There are burdens to carry as parents, children, wives, husbands, neighbors, or extended family members, colleagues, or bosses. For example, parents carry the burden of raising their own children. Right. After these children have grown up, they have a basic duty to support and look after the parents. Most carry these burdens or duties. Basically, life is a struggle for survival. But out of all these burdens, the most serious and heaviest burden of all is the burden of sin. Because of sin, you suffer from various diseases and disasters. You may also encounter problems in life. Most of all, you can fall into eternal death and punishment because of sin. Knowing this, what burden can be more serious and heavier than the weight of sin? But many people in the world don't realize how heavy their burden of sin is as they live in the now, focusing only on the various visible hardships and problems. Not knowing what sin is or the consequences of sin, people don't realize the heaviness of their burdens.
그러니 자잘한 짐은 해결했다고 하더라도
they
크고 무거운 이 짐
they have such heavy burden that pressure them they don't they cannot they don't have true peace they cannot enjoy true peace and joy as the heart has become numb towards sin even as people commit sin they don't feel it as burdened people say talk about the qualms of conscience as little kids you when you hit a little girl and she cries and as little kids feel remorse and they also cry together because they feel remorse but as they get older even if another person is in distress they even enjoy it because their conscience becomes numb even after they distress another person they don't feel remorse that means they have become numb towards sin and evil they don't feel the heaviness of their so even as they carry the burden of heavy sins they don't realize it those who listen to God's words and believe in Him know how heavy the burden of sin is to carry how miserable and difficult are you when you attend a service after sinning or when you know that there are sins and evil you haven't thrown away yet you don't feel as bold when you pray before God and your heart is heavy. The Lord can solve the burden of our sins that no one else in the world can take away. With infinite love, He took our sins and died on the cross already on our behalf. So, whoever believes that Jesus is our Savior and lives in the light can receive the forgiveness of sins and let down the heavy burden of sin. This is why our Lord said, Come to me and I will give you rest. When you came before the Lord, did you not let down the burden of sin and the burden of being weary and heavy laden and receive true rest? This is a moment of when you have the first love, you are happy even when you didn't eat, even when you had nothing, when you let down the burden of sin, you are so overjoyed. But as you live a Christian life, you may lose that joy. Why? Because you struggle with your sinful natures. You find your sinful natures revealed. When you are filled up with the Spirit, it seems that everything is covered up, but at some point, you don't have the fullness of the Spirit, and you have... When you feel the burden, you can just focus on the hope for heaven and the peace from the Lord, and you have to maintain that. But you try to look at those little trivial... The Lord gave you life, but you have to maintain joy forever. That's why people are stupid and foolish. You were saved, but you struggle with trivial things and you complain and have concerns about trivial little things. So you lose your first love and you again become pressured by the burdens of sin. This is what human beings are like. You have to carry the burden and yoke. You have to lay down all your burdens of sin and you have to enjoy the true peace from the Lord. Verse 29 of today's passage reads, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. A yoke is a wooden bar or frame that is fastened over the necks of two animals, especially cattle, to plow a field. If you plow the field with this tool, it can be cultivated into fertile soil. As rocks come out and the hard ground becomes soft, seeds sown in such a field will sprout, bloom, and bear abundant fruit. Similarly, if we carry the Lord's yoke upon us, our heart fields can gradually be plowed and turn into fertile soil. By planting in it the seed of God, which is the Word, we can bear the fruits of eternal life. What does the Lord's yoke refer to? This is evidenced through the life Jesus lived whilst on this earth. Jesus was not self-centered nor considered good things for personal gain. Whether he was eating, drinking, or wearing something, he was faithful to the point of death for the glory of God. He prayed for the dying souls, taught the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and the way of salvation, comforted the poor and the neglected, cured the sick, raised the dead, and freed those oppressed by demons. Jesus gave up everything for the people. Jesus gave up everything for the people, even if he wasn't able to eat or sleep. Jesus lived a life that fulfilled the law with love by bearing all of mankind's sins and dying on the cross. Just as an ox silently plows a field with a yoke according to its owner's guidance, the Lord carried a heavy burden that we should have borne to fulfill God's will. So those who love God and the Lord must bear the Lord's yoke together. We have to obey and follow the word of God. This is carrying the yoke of the Lord. In order to bear the yoke of the Lord, we need to be gentle and humble in heart. Gentleness is characterized by a mild and soft disposition, and spiritual gentleness comes with love and virtues. A gentle person has a heart as soft as cotton that can readily embrace anyone. Jesus provided peace and rest to many by not breaking a bruised reed nor extinguishing a dimly burning wick. Humbleness is to not be arrogant and boast. It is to elevate others and humble yourself. It means to not judge, condemn, or reveal others' faults. Even if another person's faults are revealed, a humble person will try and understand his situations and think that there must have been a good reason for that. The words gentle and humble stem from the love of the Lord. We can also carry the Lord's yoke to the extent that we fulfill the Lord's love, become gentle and humble in heart, and resemble Him. Next, Jesus says, "Learn from me." What can we learn from Jesus? The first is via the actions of Jesus recorded in the Bible. I briefly talked about what kind of life Jesus led. I cannot name all the deeds of his life one by one, but as you read the Bible, you have to think that you also have to live such a life and try to resemble him, emulate his deeds. We can also learn through the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. John chapter 14, verse 26 writes, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." John chapter 16, verse 13 tells us, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come." Also, we can learn all the more easily via the people who obeyed God's word. Via the people who obeyed God's word and carried the Lord's yoke. Among such people is Apostle Paul, who said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, "Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ." And in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, "Brethren, join in following my example." Paul encouraged us to imitate the life of the Lord through him. May you all bear the Lord's yoke and learn diligently in order to imitate the Lord and boldly confess the same words as Apostle Paul. Be imitators of me. The latter part of verse 29 tells us that we will find rest for our souls if we imitate the Lord's gentleness and humility, take on His yoke, and learn from Him. Rest in this verse doesn't refer to physical rest. It means spiritual rest, which is peace and rest of the soul. As we go before the Lord and learn the truth, the Word of God, we can be free of the afflictions and burden of our hearts. For example, unlike before, you find peace instead of worry and concern when you encounter a difficult situation because you trust in God. You laying down your concerns and worries, it feels like even if you want to lay down your worries, you can't because you have fleshly thoughts. Also, because you cannot put perfect trust in God. You may say, I don't doubt God, I trust Him. You may think that way, but what is faith? Because you believe, you obey the word, this is what faith is. But you don't live by the word, you just pursue, you act by the word. But when you things were to your disadvantage, you didn't live by the word, you didn't try to embrace those who hated you, even though you didn't argue and fight against them, but you didn't embrace them. You didn't try to carry the yoke of loving others, and you are in trouble, and you ask God to help you, and you try to commit things to God, but you still are worried and concerned because you haven't demonstrated deeds of. That's why even though you say you commit things to God, you actually can't. You still are consumed by fleshly thoughts. But if you live out of word out of love for God, if you carry the yoke of the Lord, if you have lived so, even when you encounter a trouble or a problem, you just ask God to help you. And even in face of such tremendous troubles, you have no concerns and you think that it's not a big deal if God helps me. This is faith. If you go with faith, all your troubles will be resolved. How peaceful that kind of life is. Just look back on your life. You live with concerns and worries, but your problems remain the same. If you... How peaceful would it be if you don't have concerns and worries? In the world, people have bright personality and they don't care about much. This is where personality, such positive personality is where. But we're not talking about then. We just put things into God's hands and we commit things to God and wait for God to resolve our problems. We have to pray, we have to fill our shortcomings, we have to, Father God will give us, but during the process, we shouldn't struggle with concerns and worries, we shouldn't struggle with distress, we shouldn't struggle with ourselves. Why should you live like that? But also, of course, we need a justice to fill, we also need to go through some process, but even while you go through that process, you can stay peaceful and joyful, and then your trials will be over. And when your problem is resolved, your faith will be greater. How good it'll be. But in order for you to do that, you have to carry the yoke of the Lord and learn from Him. You have to live such a life. Namely, live a life of truth. Only then your concerns and worries will be gone and you will be able to commit things to God. There's no need to feel stressed out as we don't live in endless greed or sense and evil such as envy, jealousy, hatred, and quarrel like people in the world. You simply put in your best efforts with the peace and sincerity and then leave the end results to God who rewards you according to your deeds and you pray that you can glorify Him. Your destination, if you do so, Father God would work for you and with that experience, you will be able to lead a happy life day after day. When worldly people encounter problems at home or work through illness, they suffer because they bear all the burden themselves. As for someone who can lay down all their burdens before the Almighty God, how peaceful he would feel. Even when you get stricken with a disease, how could you commit things to God? You have to find the root cause of the disease and repent and turn from your ways. And then you have to ask God to help you become sanctified and through this time. And that's how you commit things to God. Even if you feel anxiety, you continue to pray and repent. And you have to ask God for forgiveness. You have to ask God to help you become joyful and thankful instead of having fleshly thoughts, then you will have peace. And when the justice is fulfilled, Father God would bless you and heal your disease. May you all become people who can entrust everything to God. 3 John chapter 2 writes, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. To those who live according to His word, God provides everything. Even if their problems are not resolved straight away due to the refinement, those who've entrusted things to God will still have peace in their hearts. With faith that answers will soon be received and with hope for heaven, they can stay joyful. As fleshly attributes of untruth are removed and the Word of God comes upon them, they will find rest in their hearts. No matter how difficult our situation, loving God from the bottom of our heart allows us to find rest in our heart with peace and joy, experiencing the evidence that God is with His beloved children. Verse 30 of today's passage tells us that we can find rest as the Lord's yoke is easy and His burden is light. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord's yoke is made of love. Although He existed in the form of God the Creator, Jesus came to this earth, putting on the form of a lowly creature, and He cared for the poor. Heal the sick and carry the cross. All His service and sacrifice would have been impossible without love. Because our Lord completely fulfilled love in His heart, He did not mind walking the path of suffering. If we truly understand and believe in the Lord's love, carrying the Lord's yoke will not be difficult, but rather joyful and something to be thankful for. But Jesus also tells us that the burden we must bear is light. Light. This burden is what we must bear to gain eternal life and blessings. It requires us to cast off sins and transform into holy people according to God's words. There are also burdens to bear in order to carry out God's duties, achieve revival, and give glory to God. We as believers need to carry the burden and work hard through prayer, fasts, pastoral visits, and evangelization. Some people say that it's difficult to believe in Jesus because of such hard efforts, but Jesus tells us that the burden is light. This is because we do not carry this burden alone. The Lord carries it with us. But to receive this help, we must try to live according to the Word of God and persevere in many ways. That's why Jesus said, the burden is light, not weightless. So let's not say that this path of life is difficult or burden is heavy. May we all confess that the burden is light and all is easily accomplished because the Lord is with us. I hope that all of you will be able to reach a place of glory by running vigorously. Let me conclude a message, dear brothers and sisters. Sometimes the burden of the Lord that we need to bear doesn't feel light in our lives. Whenever that feeling arises, think of the Lord's love. If you realize the love of the Lord and willingly move with the same loving heart, the burden will never feel heavy. Imagine you are at the scene of Jesus' crucifixion. As Jesus carries the heavy cross, the wounds from being whipped opens up and blood gushes out. After suffering all night and carrying a heavy cross on an already exhausted body, Jesus falls and can no longer move. According to the Bible, a man named Simon was made to carry the cross for Jesus. What would you do if you were made to bear the cross in his place? If anyone truly loves Jesus, would they really say no because it's heavy? If only you could, you'd even want to volunteer to carry that heavy cross. Because you love the Lord. Because you love the Lord more than life. Then, what burden are you carrying now for the Lord? If your burden is your burden heavier than that of the Lord who gave his all, not being able to eat or sleep? Do you find your daily pastoral visits and gospel sharing more difficult than the path of the cross? Is your current persecution and sufferings harsher than Jesus' tortures and crucifixion by the hands of the Roman soldiers? If your heart is filled with the love of the Father who gave even his only begotten Son and brings you life and peace, if you truly love the Lord and don't want to spare even your life, then your burden will never feel heavy. Romans chapter 8 verse 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." If we think about the great glory that will be given us in return for our small efforts, then this burden would feel very light. So let's lay down all the heavy burden which belongs to the world before our Lord. May you all bear the Lord's yoke with joy and his burden with gratitude. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will be able to reach the everlastingly glorious and precious New Jerusalem by pleasing the Lord.
Hallelujah! Our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses, go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu, go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerated. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.